Today's show begins with a confession. I have never listened to an audiobook. Smart friends, I'm looking at you, Andy Beanstalk, have recommended them to me for years, but still, no go. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here with one of the best reasons I can think of to give them a try. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I've just finished listening to the most wonderful audiobook, and it's by an author I thought I hated. I'd picked up a few books by Paul Auster in the past, and I never got too far. I had him pegged as a pretentious Brooklyn intellectual hipster, and that would have been the end of it if my friend David Grossback hadn't said that Auster's 880-page novel, 4321, was the best book he's read this year, or in several years. And he said he listened to it in audio, as he does all Auster's books because he's such a good reader. Based on this testimonial, I decided to listen to 4321, and as it turns out, it's 37 hours of literary magic, made extra warm and compelling by the author's rich baritone. This book takes one character, Archie Ferguson, born in Jewish Newark in the 1940s, and tells his story four different ways, each with certain differences in his childhood that lead to four totally different outcomes. In one, his father's family business is robbed. In another, it burns down. In another, it's a wild success. Great descriptions of various historical events of the 60s and 70s abound. For all we know, I may be going back through the entire Auster catalog now that he's been redeemed from Brooklyn hipsterdom. Another author with a great voice is Joan Silber. We talked about her new novel, Improvement, last month. My love of Improvement actually did inspire me to go back to her older work, and the first thing I tried was Fools, her National Book Award finalist. Like Improvement, it's a collection of linked stories. She really is a master of this form, where characters are related by blood or by coincidence, and have effects on each other's lives that play out over generations and continents. Fools begins in the 1920s with a story depicting the struggles of an anarchist couple, Joe and Vera, and their leftist friends. Another focuses on Joe and Vera's daughter, whose life is complicated by her father's decision to go to jail rather than serve in World War II. One of the couple's friends publishes a memoir that deeply affects a gay man who reads it 60 years later. Listening to these stories in the author's warm, throaty contralto makes it feel like you're getting the lowdown on a circle of intense, kooky people you both know. A memoir is really the ultimate type of book to hear read by the author because, of course, it is the writer's own true story. So if you're a Portlandia fan or a devotee of Slater Kinney, why not listen to Carrie Brownstein read Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl? As you probably know, Carrie Brownstein is a kick-ass guitarist and songwriter who came up as a fan and fiercely co-opted rock's all-male archetypes, stage moves, and representations of rebellion and debauchery, as she puts it. Brownstein has insightful things to say, not just about rock, but about growing up with a closeted gay dad and an anorexic mom, about how the creative process works, about the performance of the audience at a concert, about the punk aesthetic, and even about the value of Christmas ornaments. This is one smart guitar player. Happy listening.
The audiobooks are 4321 by Paul Auster, Fools by Joan Silber, and Hunger Makes Me a Modern Girl by Carrie Brownstein. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.